עם ליקוד הלוחס. הלוחס החויבו בחברוי הלוח הגימל. Now we're starting inside the ליקוד הלוחס. Rav Nosson Zal begins, the Shulchan Aruch says, Osur lahakoyis chaveroi. A Jew is not allowed to hit another Jew. Vafilu baharom asiyad nikra rosho. Even before a Jew hits another Jew, if a Jew just picks up his hand to hit, that he gets the title of rosho for that. As it says in the Chumash, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu saw a Jew about to hit another Jew, and he said to him, Rosho lomo sakariach. The question is, why did he call him a rosho? He didn't hit him yet. The answer is, the Rambam says, halacha l'maisa, that even before you hit, the minute a Jew picks up his hand to hit another Jew, right away he gets that horrible, horrible title called Rosho. The Shulchan Aruch says, hachoyvu b'chaveroi mashalem heidvorim, shem nezek v'tzar, ripui sheva suboishis. If a Jew hits another Jew and causes any damage to him, he pays five different types of payments, which we discussed earlier. Al pi haTorah, va'yivin Hashem elokim es hatzela b'likutei harishon b'simin samach zayin. This halacha is going to be based on chapter 67 in Likutei Moran. Ayin shom kol haTorah heitev mitchilosei l'soifoi. Look that chapter in Likutei Moran over very well from beginning to end, because it's not an easy chapter. And some of the concepts there, Rav Nosson Zal is going to use here, and you need to be familiar with it. The Haklal Bekitzer, to summarize in short what Rav Nosson Zal says over there, Linyoneinu, regarding our topic, Shehanefesh Yikoromoid, a Jew's nefesh is very precious, the soul, Utsrichim Leshomromoid, and a person has to watch, guard over it very much. Alkein Tsrichim Lizoher Moid, Lekabel Hakovoid, and therefore, whenever a Yid is receiving any type of kovoid, he's got to be extremely careful with it. And careful means to see to it that he's not taking it for himself personally, but rather he's receiving it only for Hashem's kovoid. Because kovoid is called the mother of all of creation. We mentioned that the Gemara says that all the Jewish neshamos come from under the Kisei HaKovoi, the throne of Hashem, which is called Kisei HaKovoi. The Hu Shoresh Kol HaNefoshos, that's the origin of all the Nefoshos. Ukeshan Nefesh Mistalekes, and whenever a Jew is about to pass away, when the soul leaves, he Mistalekes El HaKovoi Shehu Shorosho. It leaves and goes up into Kovoi, which is its origin. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, Kivoid Hashem Ya'asfeko. The Kovoid of Hashem will gather you in when a person passes away. Shehistalkus Vasifas Hanafoshois Heim L'toich HaKovoid. The passing away of a Jewish soul is into Kovoid. And that's why the whole concept of a Jewish funeral, Kovoid Hames. That's the whole thing where Kovoid, Kovoid, Kovoid. Because that's where the Neshama originates from the Kisei HaKovoid. And when the Nefesh leaves, it enters into Kovoid. Ki l'toich ha-Kovoid nistalkin v'ne'esofin kol ha-Nefoshos kishom sharoshon. That's where they end, when a Nefesh leaves a Jew, that's where it goes. V'alkein kishebo Kovoid chodosh l'ho'odom. Therefore, whenever a Jew receives any new Kovoid, he moves into a new house. That's the concept of a new Kovoid, new furniture, new this, or he receives a new position in his work. Well, a havdil, a person is elected to be, hired to be the rabbi of a shul or the leader of a community. All of these kind of things. Tzorech li zoher uli shomer. Person has to be super careful. Ki ulai bo hakovoid chasushon b'shvil histalkus. Because could be the reason why the kovoid is coming to him is as a sign that it's time for him to pass away and the nefesh needs to leave into this kovoid. Kedei shetistalik hanefesh el hakovoid shehu sharoshokaram. As we find by Yosef HaTzadik. He died the earliest of all the Shvatim. Why? Because he was the most mechubad. Horabonus mekaberes es baleho. Ach, Rabbein Ezal says over there, Mida toiva maruba, that Hashem's good far outweighs the other side. Valkein al pioroiv bo hakovoid letoiva. And therefore, usually, when Hashem gives a yid kovoid, it's not to kill him, but rather it's for the person's benefit. Dahainu kishebo nefesh chadosh al odom, when a Jew receives a new nefesh, Azai hibo melubeshes bahakovoid. It comes cloaked in kovoid, shehi em kolchoi. Lahavdil, the packaging. Today you buy anything, it comes in a package. The package in which Hashem sends a Jew, a new nefesh, is it's packaged in kovoid. The tzorech lirois sheyie ponim el hakovoid. Rabbi Nizal explains over there that kovoid itself is malchus. It's something that's dark. You have to see to it to shine a light into it. The oyer haponim it's called. V'zeh zoichin al yidei shviras taiva sachila inshon. Rabbi Nizal shows over there that the way that a person gives a ponim to the kovoid is by breaking taiva sachila, through achila digdusha. Because we know that the holiest type of achila in Judaism is the lechem haponim in the Beis Hamikdash. The holiest food was the lechem haponim. It's called lechem haponim. Why ponim? Because it gives off oil. Chochmas Adam to'ir ponov. The face is, if we say in Shmoneh Esrei, ki bo'er ponecho nasat olam Hashem alekeinu Torah Chaim, the ponim is the symbol of oil. And when a person eats bigdusha, when a Jew eats properly with derech eretz, with table manners, he chews his food like a mensch, he doesn't talk during eating, all the different things, then his achila is achila dikdusha, it has this ponim. He's careful not to eat anything that he's not sure if it's kosher or not, all the different things. Avo kishepoivmim chasashon betaivas achila, whereas when a person eats the wrong way, azai nivgam hakovoid ve'ein loy ponim. The Rabbi Nizal quoted a posuk, ve'histarti ponai v'hoyo le'echoil, that there's a concept of a wrong type of achila, which results in hastoras ponim, that Hashem turns his face away. There's this lack of oil. Vazai noitlin kol hakovoid haze ponim shebedoyer. And when the kovoid is being mistreated and misrouted, what happens is the kovoid gets into the wrong hands. It falls into the hands of the haze ponim shebedoyer, the chutzpah, people that have chutzpah. Ukishenoifel hamalchus vahakovoid haze ponim chas v'sholom azai hamalchus hi bebechinas tzedek. Rabbi Nizal explained over there that when malchus and authority falls into the wrong hands, people that don't deserve to be in positions of leadership, then when the fallen of malchus is called tzedek. And Rabbi Nizal went through each one of the letters to show us how the word tzedek represents the malchus in its state of pigam. Vazai hu bevchinas raglehu yordos moves. It's a concept where the feet of the kedusha, the lower level of the kedusha, which is called malchus, has fallen into Mavis. It's fallen into the hands of Tumah. V'tzorech lahalois es hakovoid v'amalchus mehim v'anem yazei ponim shema akum v'roshoim. And a Jew has a mitzvah, whenever the Malchus is in a fallen state, to elevate the Malchus. V'hoiso l'ashem amlucha, to restore the Malchus Hashem to the Kiddusha. V'zeh nasa al yidei tzedakah. And it's accomplished by giving tzedakah. V'chinas tzedakah tatzil mimavis. There's a pasuk that tzedakah saves from Mavis. What does it save from all this? The raglayim of the kedusha, the malchus. That's why, according to the Arizal, in Shachris, which is the point when you give tzedakah? When you say the words v'atoch Moshe bakoil, because that's the elevation of the malchus. That's when you're being mamlech Hashem. That's the point to give tzedakah. That's when you have the ability to change the malchus from tzedek to tzedakah. Tzedek is the pogum state. Tzedakah is when you shine ki tzedakah hi bechinas hei chasodim. Because Rabbi Nizal quoted a pasuk that said that the tzedakah is measured lefi achesed shebo, and the letter hey represents the chamisha chasodim. By Hashem, there are 10 basic midos. We refer to them very often as chamisha gvurois and chamisha chasodim. The alkein al yedei tzedakah malin umisaknin es hamalchus v'akovoy v'oisem mitzedek tzedakah. U'keneged zeh nizkar b'toyra hey pomin tzedakah. Rabbi Nizal said, if you look throughout the chumash, you'll find tzedakah mentioned 5 times in the Torah. V'yoz choyzer hakovoid el hamavinei ma'ador. And when a person makes the tikkun for the malchus, when the malchus is returned to the right place, who does it go to? Rabbi Nizal uses the term mevinei ma'ador. Just like we know that the highest degree of malchus b'shleimus was Shlomo HaMelech. And by Shlomo HaMelech, he was the epitome of Sechel. He was the epitome of Tikkun HaMalchus, because it was Malchus combined with this Oyer HaPonim, with this Sechel. That was when the Malchus was in the hands of the Mevinei Mador, the most intelligent person. וזאי כשבו כבוד חודו של אדם ומלובש בסייחי נפש דקדושה. Rabbeinu goes on to explain over there that when a Jew is receiving a new measure of kovoid from Hashem, and inside, sorech lirois lachilides hanefesh benokel baliki shoyimodor, the Jew has a responsibility to try to bring forth that nefesh without all the usual difficulties that there are in childbirth. Rabbi Nassar says that whenever a Jew is receiving a new package of kovoid, now here for example, when a Jewish child is being born, there's a new package of kovoid coming into the world, because there's a chapter in Shulchan Aruch called Kibud Avoim, where as a result of a child being born, suddenly there's a whole new inyan of kovoid coming into the world that wasn't there before. And also the kingdom of Hashem is being increased. Until this child was born, Hashem ruled over 13,200,000 Jews. Now that a new child was born, suddenly Hashem's malchus increased. Hashem is now king over 13,200,001. And we mentioned this before, that this is why when a Jew passes away, what do? We say Kaddish. What do we say in Kaddish? Yisgadal v'yisgadash shemei rabo. May the name of Hashem be increased. What does that have to do with a guy dropping dead? The answer is because as a result of a Jew being subtracted, the kingdom of Hashem has become lessened. The Arizal says that the word Yisgadal is two words. Tagi, Dal. Tagi in Aramaic means a crown. Dal means blessing. That the crown of Hashem has shrunken by one. Rahman al-Islam. So when this nefesh comes, it comes packaged in kavoid. And Rabbeinu Zal said over there that you have to be able to bring the nefesh out of the kavoid without the birth pains, without the kishui halodo. V'achar kach kishenoilad hanefesh, tzorech legadel es hanefesh. And when this nefesh is born, when a baby is born, it doesn't grow by itself. You have to feed it and nurse it and close it. You have to do a whole gidul bonim, the whole concept of gidul bonim. Ubeiz b'chinoi seilu, dahino ha-hoilodo v'gidul nas al-idei yiro v'yavo. Rabbi Nazal explains over there that the way that a Jew gives birth to a new nefesh and the way that a Jew raises that nefesh is through yiro and ahavo. He brought psukim to show it. There's a pasuk, chil kayoledo. She was trembling like a woman giving birth. So ledo is an imun of yiro, and gedula is chesed. We say in the morning, l'cho Hashem ha-gedula va-gvura va-teferes man. Gedula is synonymous with chesed. So when we talk about raising a child, gidul bonin, it's an inyan of chesed. Shehim b'chinas beiz yodayim, yad hagdola, v'yad hachazoka. Ki ha'hoilodo na'asis ha'idei b'chinas yad hachazoka, b'chinas yira. Kemo yishikotsu, re'odo achozosam, chil kayoledo. A trembling grabbed hold of them, they were trembling like a pregnant woman. So we see ledo is an inyan of yira, pachad. V'achar shenoilad hanefesh, and after the nefesh is born, oz magdil enoiso al yedei ahavo shibchinas yad hagdoilo. You raise it, you develop it through chesed. Ulefomim yesh ayefus al hanefesh. This is the piece in the Kutiman that we did not do so far, but it's a very small piece. Rabbein Aval says over there that there are times that a nefesh becomes tired. Utzrichin lahavriya, and you have to refresh the nefesh. There's a pasuk that says when a person's tired and you give him cold waters to drink, or he washes his face with cold water, that suddenly refreshes him and rejuvenates him. Umayim karim nasin al yedei shenoisnin kovoid lezokin sheshochach talmudai. How does a person generate this item called cold waters, cool waters, by showing respect to a Talmud Chacham who has lost his learning, who has forgotten his learning? As the Gemara says, there's a special command in the Gemara that says that if there's ever a Talmud Chacham Chas V'Shalom who forgets his learning, there's a special mitzvah to still show him respect. It's too long to go into, but Rabbi Nazal says over there, very short, he shows how the act of giving kovoy to a Zokin Sheshoch HaTalmudoi is like thunder. he brings proof from different statements in the Gemara, and he goes into a whole detailed explanation of showing how thunder works with the clouds and the water. And he says the concept of a person forgetting his learning is like a cloud comes over him, where he can't see in a sense. He can't see that, like, he can't reference it anymore. And Rabbi Nizal shows a whole kesher showing, because what causes mayim karam, what causes rain and everything? Thunder. Thunder goes together with rain. He shows that the act of showing kovoy to a zokin sheshoch hamutoy causes the same effect. It's a whole long paragraph here. If anyone wants more detail, you see it in the Likutei Moran. And this is tied into the super isur of a Jew chas v'shalom hitting another Jew, and especially causing a wound in another Jew. Because by hitting another yid and especially causing bleeding or a wound of any sort, he's being poigim in the kovod of that Jew, which means in the nefesh of that Jew. The Pasuk says that the blood of a Jew is the soul, the life force of a Jew. Asher be'emes shneihem echod. These two are really one and the same. When we talk about the nefesh of a yid and the kovod of a yid, those two are really one and the same. Ki hanefesh shorosha b'kovod, because the Gemara says that the shorosh of all Jewish nefashos is from the kisei hakovod of Hashem. V'zeh horosha hachoyvel b'chaveroi, whereas this rosha who goes ahead and hits another Jew, shehu ke'ilu noitel nafshoi, which is as if he takes his nefesh, because the Gemara, we've mentioned this many times before, the Gemara says in Shabbos that if a Jew breaks another Jew's arm on Shabbos or cuts off his arm, what malacha, which one of the 39 malachas is he chayiv for? So the Gemara says over there, chayivel mishumay machayiv. So the Gemara says, mishum netilas neshomo sheba'oisayever. Because by breaking off someone's arm, it's like committing murder. You're murdering the nefesh in his arm. Netilas neshomo sheboi sever. Implying, nimtza shehachoyvel v'hamakes haveroi. Therefore, a Jew who causes a wound to another Jew, noitel nefesh haveroi mamish. The Gemara is saying you're taking his nefesh. The nefesh, breaking an arm, breaking a leg, chasham, destroying an eye, is netilas nefesh. The ikar hapegam humashe poigem beyoiser bekovoid chaveroi. And of all the different bad aspects of hitting a Jew or wounding a Jew, the worst crime that you're committing is the pegam in the kovoid of the Jew. Mashe mevayshoi ma'oid alidei ha'akor. The fact that one of the worst forms of embarrassing, insulting a Jew, is hitting a Jew, chas v'shalom. Because insulting a Jew is the worst pigam that you can do against a Jew, and it's the worst crime that you can commit against a Jew. Says who? Says a Mishnah in Bav Metzia, who, as the Gemara says, that if a Jew embarrasses another Jew publicly, you lose your Olam Haba. What do you mean? And why does it say if I eat chazer, I lose my Olam Haba? The answer is because this item is worse. This item is in a class of its own. This issue of bush being mevayish a yid, being poigim in the cover of a yid. V'zeh afilu im bishoy bedvorim levad. What the Gemara is talking about there is even if you didn't hit the Jew, if you just said something insulting, you called them a nickname, or something like that. How much more so if a Jew insults another Jew by smacking him or by breaking his arm, that kind of thing. That's one of the worst pigomim in the kovod of a Jew. And so too, and also by killing, taking out his eye, that kind of thing. He's it's a netilas nefesh. Ushnei hapegomim elu hem shayochim zel ozer. And these two pegomim, being poigim in a person's kovoid and being poigim in a person's nefesh, are very much connected to each other. Ki ze tolui bozer, because one is dependent on the other. Ki hanefesh shorosha bekovoid kanal, because we said that the source of the nefesh is in kovoid. Ukishe poigim bekovoid chaveroi, אפילו כשמבין שבדבורם לבד, נחשב גם כן כאילו נויטל נפשוי. And when a Jew is poigim in the kovod of another Jew, it's considered also, at meaning by insulting him, even verbally, by saying something insulting or embarrassing, it's also considered as if he took that Jew's life. Kivu noitelis nashoi. Ki ha-nefesh sharosha be-kovod kanal. Because we said the nefesh and kovod go together. So if I took away a person's kovod, if I stepped on a person's kovod, how? By calling him a lowlife or a no-good, by insulting him verbally, that it's as if I took his nefesh. Ukeshepoigim begoizel kovod chaveru, ki ilu noitel nafshei hemelubeshes ba-kovod kanal. V'alkein, and that's why the same Gemara says over there, Hamal ben pnei chaveroi nechshav kishoifech domim mamish. That if you embarrass a Jew, it's like you spilled his blood, as the Gemara says in Bava Metzia. Because when you embarrass a Jew, his face changes colors. The blood spills inside of him. So we see that the kovod and the nefesh, which is the dam, are one and the same. Kimo yisham razal, v'hadam hu ha-nefesh. כי פגם הכבוד הוא פגם הנפש ששרושו וחיוסו בכבוד. That's if you just say something to embarrass a Jew or insult a Jew. וכושכן כשפויגן בכבוד איש ישראל על ידי הכו ממש. Imagine how much more so if a Jew goes ahead and beats up another Jew, חס ושלום, נמצא שגויזל כבודוי ונפשוי של חברו המלבשת בכבוד בידיים ממש. Now you're using your hands, not just your mouth, you're using your hands to be poigim in another Jew's nefesh in kovoi, v'alkein godoil avoinoi minasoi. Therefore, this is a sin that's very difficult for Hashem to forgive, chas v'shalom. U'kemoshom razal, as the Gemara says, shafilu baharom asiyad nikra rosho. Even if you didn't hit the other person, you just picked up your hand, or picked up the stick, the person's called a rosho just for doing that, just for picking up the stick. This is why the Gemara says, that if a person embarrasses another Jew publicly, he has no share in Olam Haba. Because what's going to happen in Olam Haba? That's when a Jew is going to be given real kavod. As the Pasuk says, the Pasuk there is talking about when a Jew dies, his righteousness will go before him, his mitzvahs will all go before him, kivoyim Hashem ya'asvecha, and the kavod of Hashem will gather you in. So again, what's written on the doorway in Olam Haba? It's a center of kavod. That's when the Jews are going to be given true kavod. In this world, we're all nivzim and shvelim. In Olam Haba, that's the center for kavod. Hanema al nefoshos hatzadikim lachar hispalkusam. That posik is written about the souls of tzadikim after they pass away, that's when they'll be zoicha to true kovoid. Shat tzadikim hazoichim nistalkim beis misosam lotoy hakovoid shehu levush v'shoyosh hanefesh. That a tzadik, when he passes away, his nefesh rises into a bubble called kovoid. It goes into that place called kovoid. Vaydei zeh zoichim boilam haba lema shezoichim. And that's how they're zoicha in olam haba to what they get. It's impossible for a yid to get into Olam Haba unless his nefesh is zoicha to enter into this kovod of Hashem. Shalishom ne'esofin neshomos hatzadikim. The neshom of a tzadik is gathered into this bubble called kovod Hashem. As the pasuk says, "Kivoyed Hashem ya'asvecho." Ki afal pi. Now Rav Nosanzal puts in a little comment here. Ki afal pi shebahatoyra hanal nemar sheze hoinian enoitoy. Even though, if you look in that chapter in Likud Imran, Rav Nosanzal seems to be presenting this in a negative light. You know, a Jew dying is neshama leaving him. Kisha nefesh nistalekes aydea kovoyed. That when a person dies as a result of kovod coming to them, you know, person gets a big achar advarim waile gidal hamelech achashverosh is Haman. Remember that Haman was being lifted up high for what? So that when he falls, it should make a big splat, right? And it's in fact a pasuk. There's a pasuk that says lifnei shever gaon, that before a person is about to get broken. First, Gaon, he's given kavod. Goin means like great kavod. The lifnei kavod anova. Whereas before, a person can be zochet to true anava, true kavod, first he experiences anava, humbleness. Yerida letzorach aliyah. Whereas the other one, it's an aliyah letzorach yerida. Lifnei sheber, go'im. So here, Rabbi Nissenthal explains, even though in that chapter in the Kutemaran, Rabbeinu was presenting the bad side of it, he was presenting a case of a person being kavod, and it was a, he thinks it means he's going up, he doesn't realize it means he's about to drop. Still, kavanosoi shetzrichin lishmor esatzmai kishavu akovoi. What Rav Enzal was referring to over there was that a person has to watch himself very much when kovoi is coming to him. Shaloi tisnali kanefesh beloi ito chasashom. That he shouldn't die before the right time. That was the point there. That there are certain times when a person is given kavod, he goes through a certain special moment in his life. He wins the lottery, or he's appointed to a very high position. And as a result of taking the kavod the wrong way, misusing it for himself, he dies suddenly before his right time. That's what Rav Enzal was referring to over there. Avo kishebo eis pekuda sodom lomus, whereas when the proper time comes for a person to pass away, when a person has actually finished his mission in this world, bevadai he toivo uzechia gedoyo lodom kishezoche shetistalik nafshi l'teich hakavod. Then it's a compliment to the person, it's a tremendous zchus that his nefesh should enter into this, that this kavod should come down, and his nefesh should enter into this kavod. Bebchinas kavod Hashem ya'asfeko. Shezen emar al histalkus nafshoi satzadikim ashrei lohem. And as it's written in the Gemara says that when a tzaddik passes away, the whole pamalia shamala, all the angels in heaven, and all the tzaddikim in Gan Eden, come out to welcome him. They come out to greet him and to welcome him in. That's that kind of thing. And again, that's this spectacular kovoy that's drawing the nefesh into it. The alkein hamal pnei chaveroi shepoigim bekovod Yisrael chaveroi ukishepoigim bekovod Yisrael poigim bekovod Hashem Yisborach. Oh, now Rav Nosanzal gets real serious. Therefore, when a Jew insults another Jew, and by insulting another Jew, he's being poigim in the kovod of that Jew. And when you're poigim in the kovod of a Jew, you're being poigim in the kovod of Hashem. Ki kutshevrichu v'Yisrael v'yraisa kulachad. Because the Zohar HaKadosh writes that Hashem and the Torah and the Jews are one. So if somebody starts up with the Jews, he's starting up with Hashem. If somebody insults a Jew, he's insulting Hashem. Ki Yisrael heim kivoido yisborach. Because the Yidden are Hashem's pride. The Yidden are the kovod of Hashem. Kemuva b'mokam achar, u'kemay shekosuv, al Yisrael ga'avosoi. Through the in the Jewish people is the ga'ava of Hashem. Hashem's pride is the Jewish people. Shegotloi v'geyusoi u'kvoida yisporach hu al Yisrael. Hashem's gadlus and kovod and its nasus is upon the Jewish people. So if somebody steps on the toes of the Jews, he's stepping on Hashem's toes. Therefore, if somebody embarrasses another Jew where he's poigim in this kovoid, nifra mido keneged mido, he gets punished exactly in the same way. If he doesn't ask the person for mechila, if he doesn't appease the person and get the person to forgive him, shegam lo osid, einoi zoiche shetichnois v'tuchla nafshei b'toich hakovoid. You took away, you were poigim in kovoid, the result is that your nefesh will not go into kovoid. That's why the wording in the Gemara is, he loses his share in Olam Haba. What is Olam Haba? It's a center for kovoid. Hashem ki yodua. Rav Nosanzal says it's known in Sifrei Kabbalah, the way the Arizal explains exactly what happens when a Jew dies, that you need one of those cards, one of those magnetic cards to get into Olam Haba. They have very good security there. And the Arizal explains, there's no way a nefesh gets in there unless it comes with this kovoid, in this bubble of kovoid. Ki zeh soid chaluka derabonon. This is a term that's used if you say your tefillah before you put on a talis in the morning. In that l'shem yichud, before putting on a talis in the morning, we say, halavai, I should be zeche, to chaluka de rabbonon b'olam haba, to have the cloak of a rabbi when I enter into olam haba. Shehu b'chinas hakovoid sheboi mislabeshes hanefesh lachsois benoyim Hashem. This represents the special clothing that a person has to put on to get into Olam Haba in order to be zeichet to see the Kavod Hashem. Lahavdil. Those people have the privilege that their wives have given birth. When you want to go into the labor room, when you want to, can't go in there, you got to put on that special thing, you know, the special levush. You got to put on that special thing because your shirt and pants has germs. Can't go into that room without putting on that special, you know what I'm talking about, right? Lahavdil, same exact thing here. You want to enter into the center of Kovoid? They check your clothes. They see if you have this chalukah derabonon, which is called this Kovoid Hashem Yaspeko. V'zeh shom razal, and this is why the Gemara says, ha-miskabed be-koloim chaveroi, ein loy chelek loylem haba. If somebody tries to make themselves look good, by making someone else look bad, by saying, oh, he's an idiot, he doesn't know, he can't do it. First, two people are in a class, and the teacher gives a math problem to do, and he says, oh, he's such a dummy, he can't do that. And by saying he can't do that, and he's a dummy, that's saying that I'm so smart because I can do it. The Gemara says a person loses his Olam Haba for that. Because a Jew who's taking pride in insulting another Jew, by doing that, he loses on both fronts. Number one, the Gemara says, a person who's looking for kovoid, the kovoid will always run away from him. People never respect such a person. He thinks that he's going to make himself look good, but people don't respect him for it. And as a result, he forfeits the privilege of having his nefesh plugged into the kovoid elyon, sheboi nechlol nefoshes hatzadikim, into which the nefoshes of tzadikim are zeichet to plug into in olam haba. Bebchinas, as the pasuk says, kivoid Hashem yasvecho, vaydezer ein loy chelik olam haba. And as a result of that, he loses his share in olam haba. One example of what we're talking about here, simple and perfectly clear. A Jew, when he goes to sleep at night, takes off his tuxedo and takes off his nice shirt and pants, the tie and all the different things, and puts on his lowest class clothing, his pajamas, or that kind of thing. When he gets up in the morning, that's when he's receiving a new nefesh. We make a bracha, hamachzir neshamos livgar meisim. Last night I died. The Gemara says sleep is 1/60 of death. I died. I'm getting a new nefesh. The new nefesh comes malubash bekovoy. That's the whole concept of getting dressed in the morning. Rabbi Yochanan korele lemane mechadusa. The Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan used to call his clothing his kovoy. And that's why the talis and tefillin is shachris. Because the talis is called chaluka derabonon. That's putting on this levush of kovoy of kedusha. The highest degree of kovod is that talus with the tchelas and everything. It's called this chalukah derabonon. That's one example. Anything you see here, the more you're going to learn Gemara Shulchan, you're going to see thousands, that this is something that you can use as an overlay on any mitzvah in the Torah, and you'll understand the mitzvah much better. You'll see how that mitzvah fits into this. It's just the beginning. This halacha, Nikut halachos, is going to have some things that are really